Gotta take my girl to the old town road. That's pretty hot. Ride till I can't no more. And it's been spray painted in. It's been spray painted red over like everything.
Just like writhing on the floor, like screaming into a metal zone type of deal.
Ladies and gentlemen, this week's episode of the Flippin' Flippers is brought to you by GunStreetWiringShop.com for all your guitar and bass wiring harness needs. Flippin' Flippers is also brought to you by Patreon subscribers. Head on over to Patreon.com, search for the Flippin' Flippers, and check out them rewards. Enjoy the show!
You know what, though? His voice, like, I didn't know who it was, like, because I'm not lit. And I literally was like, is that Chris Christopherson? Like, kind of. And then, like, I checked, and I was like, Billy Ray Cyrus? Okay. I'm like, he sounds freaking awesome now. Like, if he brings out a new album, I'll listen to it.
Yeah, I mean, I probably would give it a listen anyway.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't if it was old Billy Ray, but anyways, this is the Flippin' Flippers, guys, and I'm your host, Paul.
And I'm Co, and this is your Coast to Coast Guitar Podcast, and flipping, and I am all hopped up on Dayquil right now, called out sick to work, because I'm sick.
You don't really sound sick. Are you faking?
I am not faking.
You're faking.
I am not faking. I am hurting.
Oh, that sucks, man. I did not know that. You did not tell me this today.
Well, I wanted to surprise you.
I'm game, dude. Co and NyQuil is like fun.
Yeah, well, yeah. Catch me in the evening time and you'll get me on NyQuil, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But it's still light out, so got to keep that DayQuil going.
Good. I texted my wife a few minutes ago and just said, I'm ready to record. And she's like, okay. and I was waiting for you to respond and it was not you.
That's awesome.
It's pretty amazing. So, what's new with me, you ask?
What's new with you,
Paul? I had a couple things happen this week that were super fun. One, I got a steal of a deal on the Saturn, the Spaceman Saturn 6, which this, I love the Saturn 5. That's a great pedal. And I only sold it because it was just worth so much money. I felt guilty keeping it. These are, I think they're 180, you know, the standard pedal price. And I picked this up for $140, which was like, okay, that's $40 off on a brand new pedal that was launched last week. I'm into it, you know? But I just opened it up because there's no serial on the front and that's like how they've done it in the past. They like have like a stamped thing with like it says Spaceman and that has like one out of however many for each color. None, right? So I was like, oh, I'm going to open this guy up. Dude, I have never been so disappointed in my life. I'm not bashing them by any means. But, like, his PCBs have always been, like, a thing of beauty. And this one's generic.
Ah.
So, I mean, it has a number. When you open it up, it says Saturn 6. But I was like, oh. I'm like, that's kind of sad. It almost makes me want to literally, like, look it up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And be like, did somebody like make this? You know what I mean? But
are they getting them made elsewhere now or something?
Well, I think they're still doing them, but I meant like, did somebody else make this? You know what I'm saying? Like, is this a fraudulent thing? Because it's just so different than the stuff I'm used to, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Probably not. I mean, the box is legit looking, you know what I mean? But I was a little like, you know, because like when you open up like one of the, you know, Saturn 5 or, you know, you name it, even the, I don't know. I only owned, what is that one? The Apollo? Not the Apollo, the Atlas. I owned, one of the like mission. I was one of the mission people for the Atlas. Okay. So like it's blank and you don't know what the name of it is and everything's like redacted, which is super fun. Like on the instructions, everything is like redacted and like blacked out. It's super awesome. It basically is a blank sheet when you get it, which is super fun. But then you like send in your like what you think of it and how it worked and all that stuff. And then, you know, you basically got the pedal for like, you know, I think it was not normal pedal price, but like under, you know, so it was like 150, mm-hmm. I think, when I bought it. And I opened that up, and that was still looked better than this. I'm surprised. So I don't know. I'm a little disheartened. So that's now the other thing that's super important is I made a trade. And I made a trade.
Do tell.
So I had a few pedals on Reverb. The guy had a Tiny Terror up for $300, mm-hmm. which is a super good deal. And it was on 60 Cycle Hum, like the junkyard. And I messaged the guy. He said he's interested in trades. I messaged him. I said, hey, here's my Reverb page. And he was like, cool. And then he kind of didn't get back to me, but not like in a jerky way. He was just like, I just kind of impressed him a little bit. I'm like, right, and I told him, I got some other stuff. Let me know what you're looking for. And then he was like, cool. And we're trying to like come up with combos. And he kind of, it was a little out of the range of the things I wanted to give up. And then, and then I was like, you know what? I'm going to throw this at him because they dropped the price on the DEF CON 4s on Amazon because they just brought out the new one, you know? And I was like, hey, would you do the Kilobyte and a DEF CON 4? And he was like, yeah. So nice. I bought one and shipped it to him. And then I shipped him the Kilobyte, which I have. And I'm like, oh, I just got this for, you know, I just got this for $140 or $179. I was like, that's nice. Awesome. You know, because the other pedal, I was like, okay, it might sell for like $100 now, you know. They don't sell for a ton. So I was like, cool. I was happy. So good trade. I've always wanted a Tiny Terror. I can't wait till it comes. So it's going to be fun.
I hear music playing on your end over there.
Nope.
Oh.
Is it on your end? You got it.
Why? Yeah. What the heck?
You got it.
For some reason, Facebook just opened in my phone.
Oh, okay. I was like.
While we're talking. Facebook just opened and somebody was going live.
Dude, I heard Old Town Road and it was like, it's got to go on. We got to go on.
That was creepy and weird.
It's weird. Sometimes like I'll be like talking to my wife and I'll have it on speakerphone instead of like having it up to my ear. And I'm like on Facebook scrolling. All of a sudden like music's like playing. It's super weird.
Huh.
So that's a thing.
Anywho,
now that I have all my new news, what's up with you, man?
So I have purchased a few things, but have not received them yet because, you know, shipping takes time and all that. So there's this old mixing board.
That thing is actually
more than just a mixing board. It's actually a mixing board, mixer and power amp in one. It's the PVPA900, I believe. And it is a 400 watt power amp and mixing board. And this guy had it on Facebook Marketplace for a long time. And I might have even talked about it before that I offered him, I think, like $30 or something because he had it up for 50 and it wasn't moving.
Oh, yeah. At least I think we talked about it at the very least.
Yeah. And so, you know, it just never worked out. I wasn't able to get up there to where this guy was. And he got a hold of me this past week and said, dude, $20 and it's yours. Come get it. I need to get it gone. Mm-hmm. And I said, I will see what I can do. And I just couldn't. I got sick and we have other things in our life going on. I don't need a, you know, PA system from the 70s that bad.
Right.
To drive, you know, an hour there, an hour back. So I just kind of like, whatever. I it's a good deal, but I'm not going to go for it. And then I got an alert on Facebook that he lowered the price to free.
Amazing.
And you know, I looked up where he was, like, tried to get a more accurate representation of where he is. He's 10 minutes from my dad's house.
Oh, awesome.
So I just called up my dad and I was like, hey, if you're not busy, if you're not doing anything, can you go grab this thing and I'll buy you lunch sometime for picking it up for me? And he said, sure, no problem.
Nice.
So he went and grabbed it. And I think he said he paid the guy $10 to help him load it. Because that was like in the guy's ad, it said, will not help load. and my dad's like, dude, this thing is a monster.
Right. It's huge.
It made the Jeep lean.
Amazing.
Like, yeah. So I haven't picked it up for my dad yet, but I'm going to get this PV. It's got like the big old knobs to turn up the volume for each channel instead of sliders, and it's so cool looking.
It looks amazing. So you have it in your possession now or no?
No, it's still at my dad's.
Gotcha.
So I got to go get it from my dad or run into him sometime. But I mean, I don't need, you know, a unit like that, but it's going to be cool to have.
It'll be freaking rad.
Yeah. And I bought two Gojira Meat Boy.
Yeah, you did.
Boxes. Meat Boy box? Meat Boy fuzz?
Meat box.
Meat Boys.
Right? Meat Boy?
Meat Boys.
Yes.
Meat Boy. Meat Boy.
All right.
I think it's Meat Boy.
I think we nailed it. I just want to go on record. I think we nailed it.
So they were having a buy one, get one free on the Meat Boy pedals. And it's 60 pounds, which equals out to like $70 to $75, depending on the exchange rate that day. So I couldn't pass that up. Yeah. I got two of them. One of them is going to come out to you when they get here.
I know. I'm very, I'm smitten. That's the right word.
Yeah. But then I saw also that he has an analog delay that he is selling for super cheap right now. So I'm trying to get some stuff to move on Reverb tonight so that I can have him throw it in with those.
Oh, right. Boys. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just cool. Just contact him. That's what he's a super nice guy. So just contact him. Say,
yeah,
hey, I'm going to
contact him.
Yeah. I'm going to get one of these and just hold it. Yeah.
And he's like, this is how much it would be to throw it in with those. So just, he's like, let me know.
Yeah.
And I said, cool. Let me move something.
Very cool. And what was the price on the analog delay?
He didn't have that posted.
Okay. Gotcha.
Publicly. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool. But insiders.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, he didn't have any price posted publicly anywhere for it. He said, you know, DM for info.
Okay. So. Gotcha. So it's not really because we're cool podcasters.
No. That's just the way he was going about it. So.
Gotcha. Cool. That's rad.
But yeah, so that's my what's news. I think, yeah, that's it. That's all.
Cool.
Tis everything.
That's good. We're pretty much done now, right?
yeah, I think.
So I wanted to tell you about my week this week, which was just about yesterday, and I wanted to talk about this as a topic. So didn't really formulate or speak to you or even talk to you about this in any way. So we'll go. It's going to be great. So this weekend I played at church, and basically the role I was in that week was rhythm guitarist. I basically started all the songs. If it has a lead intro, I'll still do that. You know, basically I'm leader of the group. And yeah, I crashed and burned horribly.
Like, really?
Yeah. Yeah. So Jada got loose from Melissa and just ran right up on the stage and then was just like dancing like a nut bird, and then took off and then just got back on stage again, and I lost it. So I went to start the first song, counted it in, went to strum the first chord, no guitar, none. Want to know why? Because
nice.
I definitely had my tuner on, but I was so flustered. Dude, my anxiety was like, they're really tall ceilings in the church. Mine were way past that. My anxiety was so freaking high. I couldn't get it together. Like, sure, we made it through the set, but it was brutal, dude. It was freaking brutal. Jeez. Oh, it was rough. So let's talk about bad live sets.
All right. Gonna step on the Tone Jerks toes. Let's do this.
Oh, did they do that?
They've done that before.
Oh, but before,
whatever.
But that's different.
We play live too.
Yeah, we play live too. But, like, I mean, I guess my point of it is, like, kind of, you know, I've played a ton of live shows where, you know, you're just in a band and no one cares what your songs are versus, like, when you play in a live band that everyone knows all the songs and knows when you mess them up. It's a huge thing. Yeah. It's a huge difference.
Yeah, like church where everybody knows all those songs and they listen to them all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So that was not good. And literally during like the beginning of the second song, because I just couldn't get it together, I stopped the song, which I never do, and went,
oof,
sorry, rough morning, out loud to the entire congregation. It was amazing. Oh, it was the third song, not the second song. Third song. Because I was so,
man.
Dude, it was rough. It was so rough. But that's, so you ever have days like that?
Yeah, I've had days like that. I mean, my first real show ever that I played, it was my band Penguin Patrol. We were playing at a coffee shop.
That's a good band name.
Yeah, we're playing a coffee shop in downtown San Diego, and I think we're playing Blitzkrieg Bop.
Okay, so yeah, so a song everyone knows.
No. Sorry, not Blitzkrieg Bop. What's that one? The girl in the morning is everyone's...
Ballroom
Blitz.
Ballroom Blitz, yeah. I was close. Very close to what you were saying, but yeah. Ballroom Blitz. Yeah.
Ballroom Blitz, and the guy that I had playing guitar with me at the time, he dropped his pick, which he didn't even seem to care at all.
Yeah.
He just bent over and picked it up and kept playing. But me, it being my first show and not knowing what the heck I'm doing, my first time playing in front of a bunch of people, I panicked. And I just played the same note for probably, 30 seconds while I had to regain my composure.
Oh, my
and everybody
goodness.
Was like looking at me like, what are you doing?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so surreal and so strange because I can usually go and play any of the songs. Just doesn't matter. I'm the centerpiece for the most part, just holding it down,
Yeah.
And just because I've been doing this forever, been playing guitar since I was 15 years old, actually 14 years old. And I've been in bands since I was 16, So,
yeah.
Having this thing throw me off so much, I was ready to walk out during the set, which I knew would be no good,
Yeah, definitely not.
Last two songs are fine, because we did three, then we did one, there's a break announcements or whatever, and then we did one at the end. The last two were fine, totally fine, but the first three were freaking brutal. To the point, my brother-in-law is hilarious, because he's the pastor at our church, and he goes, and I went, yeah, I know. And he's like, yeah, that was kind of rough, right? I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry. I go, listen, Jada got on stage and I could not stop thinking about that. And I could not get the songs back in my head to start them. I couldn't get my rhythm. I couldn't get my rhythms down. And he was like, no, it's fine. It's fine. He's like, but I think that second song, we should just not do that song at all anymore. And I was like, oh, okay. He's not talking about me never being on stage again. I mean, they wouldn't have anybody else at that point, but it is oh, this sucks. But the thing about when you play your own songs and you screw them up, most of the time nobody knows, and that's the thing is I've done both sides. I've done bands where we write all our own material. You play to 50 to 100 people and nobody cares, and then I've played, every week I play to 200 people and everybody knows the songs, and it's way worse when you mess up. Yeah, I guess it's the equivalent of standing on stage and doing a speech, or just yelling in a park.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Sounds like I'm dying. You got send me some of that NyQuil, dude.
Yeah, sounds like your throat's doing good too. No, I mean, I'm trying to think of situations I've had like that. I broke my E string one time on my bass. That kind of sucked.
That's rough. Yeah, on the bass, that's a rough one. Yep.
But it wasn't a mistake. I mean, there was plenty of mistakes following that because trying to, renegotiate what I was supposed to do.
Yep.
And then there was, okay, so one time in Honor Wounds days, we were playing a youth festival thing. And there was a song in our set that I hated. And I told the rest of the band I hated it and I didn't want to play it. And they said, fine, we'll take it out of the set. I don't even remember the song now or why I hated it. I was kind of just a dick about it because that's how I was back then. And
times have changed.
Yeah. So they decided without me that they're still going to play it in the set.
Fun.
And Cole, just roll with it. He'll have to. I did not roll with it. I turned my amp off and stood there for that song.
Because
I was not a team player.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Looking back, it's embarrassing. Man, I was not a cool person.
Well, it happens. It happens. I mean, what are you going to do? You've always been a jerk to me, so it's fine. Right?
No.
I kid.
I kid.
So I was doing some reading on this Spaceman stuff. Yeah. It looks like, I'm not sure, but from the way it's kind of written, it looks like there's more stuff to the, like, the limited edition stuff versus, like, the standard. So, like, the inside of, like, the Spaceman stuff is, like, looks like a piece of art. It's got, like, chrome right. all over it. It looks ridiculous. This just looks like a regular board. There's nothing wrong with it, but that's why the regular
that's
one...
the difference between their special edition and their production.
Well, yeah, and also there's some other things, like aluminum knobs on the special editions and obviously, like, the limited edition colors. But that's why this is $179 regular price and the red one and black one are $269, you know? So gotcha. that would make sense. That would justify $100 more, but...
yeah.
So, cool.
Man.
Yeah, same. I'm
gonna say right now, there's going to be a lot of coughing in this episode.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah. So I was having a talk recently with my beautiful wife about music because, you know, we're constantly throwing, I got a kids playlist for in the car.
Oh yeah, we have one too. Spotify. Yep. Yeah, we have one too.
Yeah. And I try and add fresh stuff in there sometimes, you know, just to keep the kids interested and keep it going. And lyrics are always a tricky thing. You know, we try not to have too crazy of stuff in there because they're kids, you know? My oldest is 7 and my youngest is 2. So we're trying not to, like, drop F-bombs and have, like, songs about drugs and sex in there. At least not obviously about those things.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've started putting in a lot of instrumental songs that are pretty cool, which started the conversation between Kim and I. She does not like instrumental songs, like, at all, which I thought was really weird. So I was going to talk to you about, do you like instrumental songs?
No, not really.
Yes or no, and why? And then we can talk about that. And then I'll tell you her reason why, too, after I hear yours.
Very, very few songs that I like that are instrumental. I don't know. I like playing instrumental songs. I like if I'm in just playing with a band, like, I love that. You don't have to have a singer. It's super fun. You know what I mean? But something about just listening to it never really resonated with me. You know, like, even like back in the, like, the early, like, you know, the techno days, you know, where it was, you know, just like, do, 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 somebody scream. Do, 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 do. You know what I mean? Like, that okay. that wasn't, like, enough. You know what I mean? Like, the one time they say somebody scream wasn't enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. Any of that stuff just never really, like, did anything for me, I guess.
Huh. The reason you don't like it is because it just doesn't do anything for you?
You know what? I just don't think I don't think I follow long enough. You know what I mean? Like, I think,
okay.
like, take, for example, classical music, I think I like better.
Yes.
Because it's so intricate. But, like, you know, okay. somebody just, you know, strumming a guitar or, like, you know, there's, you know, very long intros and outros of songs that are just, you know, just kind of some music. It just doesn't really do anything for me. But, you know, so a piece that's like an arranged piece, like, that's different, you know.
Okay.
That's it. That's all I got.
Kim's reason behind it was that she doesn't know when it's going to stop.
That could be. Yeah, that's the thing. That's with techno music. You don't know when it's going to stop.
Yeah. There's no cues for her because she's not a musical person, so she can't, you know, feel the musical cues or hear the musical cues the way that, you know, players do. So she relies on, like, lyrical cues as a listener. And so it really bothers her that she doesn't know, like, where the different sections of the songs are, like, what's going to repeat as a hook or a chorus type of thing, you know?
Right. No, and that makes a lot of sense,
though. I
think
that's crazy.
No, I think that makes a lot of sense to me. And maybe that is part of it. If it's, like, say, super repetitive and it just has a little bit of different parts, maybe I don't catch on to the, maybe I'm not paying attention enough to catch on to those musical cues. Because obviously, like, playing them, like, I'll catch on to those cues. That's fine. But, right. like, just listening to it, maybe I don't. I'm not sure. I'm not 100% positive, but I'm on Kim's side. I don't think she's wrong.
Okay.
And, like, you know, a song is like a story, telling a beginning, a middle, and an end. And if she can't follow along, like, I guess it makes sense, you know? Plus also, like, what's her background? You know what I mean? Like, my background is my dad listened to, like, you know, Southern rock and, like, you know, I don't know, whatever random, you know, classic rock stuff. And so, like, that's all words, you know, there's like two songs that are famous that are no words, you know what I mean? in 70s rock. So it's literally like, yeah, I don't know, you know, I can see how somebody could get lost and maybe she's never really listened to that stuff. But then like, I don't know, I think I was in like, I think it was like 11 or 12 and I got like, you know, like a box CD and like a handle CD and I like listened to those. And I think I picked up a little bit more music stuff. To where, you know, I could appreciate that. And then I never listened again, you know?
Right.
But.
Because boring.
Yeah, boring.
No, I thought it was interesting. I was kind of thinking that you'd be more into instrumental stuff than that. And then because I was like, I have a little list of instrumental music I was going to say that I like.
Okay.
Then, but yeah, we'll just.
Where's that list? Let's hear it.
Well, so the one that sparked that conversation between us is a band called Moonlit Sailor. I don't remember where they're out of, Denmark, Sweden, something like that, I think. They remind me a lot of like Jimmy Eat World's more mellow stuff.
Okay.
Or like the band May, but without lyrics.
Without lyrics, right.
Yeah, it's all instrumental and like, I guess, I don't remember the whole backstory, but something like they started playing as a band with the intent of getting a singer, but then realized they didn't need it or something.
Right.
And then I was going to talk about the Goat Rodeo, which it kind of hits those classical lines like you're talking about. Goat Rodeo, it's like bluegrass classical. Chris Thiele, who is from the band, I want to say Nickel Creek. Does that sound right?
Nickelback, I think you meant.
Nickelback, yeah. No, Chris Thiele is like a bluegrass mandolin extraordinaire. It's him and Yo-Yo Ma.
Okay.
Like. And like some other famous players, and they just got together and wrote an album that's like classical and bluegrass mixed together.
It's interesting.
And most of it is instrumental. There is one track, I believe, that has singing on that. But yeah, I don't know. I have a couple others, but it's not that important if you're not interested in it.
No, I was going to say, now that as you started to say bands, it clicked in my brain a little bit. There are some bands that I liked and still like. Obviously, like there's surf stuff, like old surf stuff that I love.
Yeah, I was going to mention Dino Ghost, but.
Yeah, well, even like, I mean, I didn't listen to Dino Ghost as a kid, obviously, but like, say Man or Astro Man, like I loved that band when I was in like, you know, high school. Like that band is really cool. And then there's like bands, man, I can't think of who. There was like a punk band that I was super into that was only instrumental, you know. So there are bands out there that I don't know that I was into. It's just I guess I forgot.
Well, and then okay, so to swing the other way on this, what about things like what's his name, Mr. Bungle? It's like almost entirely vocals. Like the dude, what is that guy's name now?
You got me at a loss now.
Shoot, I'm going to have to look it up real quick. But this guy, the guy that did that track with Bjork that I always
reference.
So awesome. And yeah, I reference constantly. Mike Patton, that's it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, like that. Song, especially that one with him and Bjork, that I think that whole album they did together, there's no instruments. It's him doing all the sounds vocally and then her singing. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. It's weird. There was this there was this band that like kids were like super into called Chug Chug.
Chug.
Yeah, and it was like literally like a metalcore band that was all like a cappella.
Really?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was Chug Chug was the name of it. And it was just, you know, they're like chug 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 chug. Like that's literally and then somebody's like making the drum noise. And then I think they had a singer, which is fun. It's just funny. Like, I don't know. That was gimmicky and weird, you know, but
yeah.
But like it is like interesting, you know?
Well, Yeah, I mean, it's like for a while there was all those videos going around on Instagram and Facebook of these like really avant-garde like basement shows of like some dude with a microphone and a metal zone.
Oh, sure,
just like writhing on the floor and like screaming into a metal zone type of deal.
Yeah.
I don't know how artistic I consider that.
I don't know. Screaming in a metal zone sounds pretty awesome.
Well, I didn't say it wouldn't be awesome, but artistic, on the other hand, I don't know. It was an interesting thing. I never really thought that anybody didn't like instrumental music.
I don't know if I'm against it, but I don't know.
Well, Kim is.
Well,
so.
That's good. Good for Kim. No, I'm just kidding.
Good for Kim.
Now, we had other things we were going to talk about, and I can't make my phone work, so.
There was a whole list of things.
There was.
In fact.
So, I want to talk about this. Okay, so I specifically, I sent you a text because I said, hey, man, do you know what the heck these are? And it was two guitars. And I kind of figured one of them was a Univox, but the other one I didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
And then you said, I think it's a Univox. And I was like, yeah, I know that, you dumb. I didn't say that. I didn't even say that in my head. But
you
I was just like,
yeah.
I was like, yeah, we're on the same page as that. That confirms what I'm thinking. But I didn't know the other one, but I knew it was old. So I posted on 60 Cycle Hum. And then Ryan Burke, like right away, was like, it's a Wurlitzer. I was like, oh,
yeah.
I'm like, I got to get this. And because even before he announced that, you know, I said, you think it's worth $60? And you're like, yep. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I went, drove about 40 minutes to go get it. And the lady was like, oh, they told me it was a Wurlitzer. And the guy offered me $1,100, but he didn't show and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, well, I don't know. I can't see any markings on it. And she's like, yeah, that's why I don't know what it's worth. I was asking $100. And I was like, yeah, well, you agreed to 60. So I gave her the money. Dude, she had in her front yard, I'm not kidding, 1,100 car batteries, like just like lined up. You could walk on them. It was like a patio of
batteries.
It was ridiculous. It was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. And then like as I was like backing out and leaving, there was like a truck that they were taking scrap stuff, whole drum set in there, just an entire drum set. Yeah. And I was like, oh man, I kind of want to ask her, but like I brought the girls with me and they were pretty like agitated at this point. And I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to go. But they definitely took cymbals to like the scrapyard. And like, it was crazy. Bummer. I know. But it was crazy. But yeah, I got it home. They both play. Both the pickups work on both of them, but they are hot messes. So I don't know what my goal is to try to fix the Wurlitzer to a playing condition. But I don't know. I don't know if I can get there because, like, I think the truss rod is still intact, but they broke off the piece, the adjustment piece. So I'm like, this may never get working. And it's been spray painted red over like everything, like just like over like, you know, some of the frets and some of the like fretboard. And then they cut their own pick guard, but they had their dog do it because there's not a straight line. And I don't mean like they tried to do it with a handsaw. I mean, they let their dog chew it. Like, I don't understand. Like, it's crazy looking. And I was like, oh man. So I talked to the pick guardian about cutting a pick guard. And I understand like that is an expensive project. Like that, to be worth his time, it has to cost money, you know? And it's about $100, which is totally reasonable. And that counted I think some of the shipping back or something, but you got to mail the body to him. You know what I mean?
Because he wants to make sure that it's going to fit right.
Right. And he's going to make a template. He's going to make sure everything fits. So it's like, now I have to justify, is it worth $100 to spend on this to like get it to be like $1,100 or $1,000? I don't know. I haven't decided yet. But the good news is I only spent $30 on each.
Okay.
So I think on the Univox, I'm going to get 120. I think right now how it is, like looking at some that have sold and that are pretty wrecked, like $120 bucks is what I'm looking at, I think. But the other one, I'm like, okay, I can take my time. I think I'm going to take it apart this week and strip it and see what's under this thing, you know, but it's pretty beat up. I don't know. But it's fun. I mean,
if it's just a long, slow flip, man, it may be worth it.
I've done that before. I've had a couple long, slow flips, you know, and that's okay. I mean, I had that. I had a, I bought like a Japanese body, like from the 60s, and put like a 75 strat neck on it, and then like made it look super good, and it played great, and it was awesome. And it took me like years to sell it because it took me like a year to put it together, you know. And it was just kind of like this thing that I was like, oh man, I got this cool neck for a crazy price. Then I was like, I need a body. You know what I mean? And like, then I started searching and found that. So it's like, there are slow, long flips out there, but it could be fun.
Yeah. I mean,
so stay tuned.
And $1,100 possible. I mean,
I mean, I was looking at Reverb, and all the ones that have sold said like, you know, $1,500, $1,599, you know, $1,200. There was one that was wrecked. I mean, very similar condition to this that sold on eBay, and that one went for $550. Yeah. And I think it was listed as non-playing is what they put in the listing. It did not look good at all. And it was the same kind of deal. Like, it probably was black and they spray painted it red. It was the same kind of deal, you know?
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm excited. I'm going to tell you right now, Sean Arbo, I'm coming at you because this thing is very interesting inside.
Really? What? So what is it pickup wise?
Well, they look like P90s, but obviously just single coils. And then there's, let me grab it. Hold on. There's two single coils. It looks like, but they're wide like P90s. Then it has two switches above the pickups, and then it has a toggle switch. Then it has a volume knob. Then it has volume, tone.
Hmm.
There's a lot going on here.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah, there's a lot. So, and it also has a Bigsby on it.
Like a real Bigsby?
No, like. Their version. It has a W. It has the Wurlitzer logo, like, which looks like Weezer, you know, kind of like the Weezer logo in the Bigsby, you know, but it's like, it is the worst. I put one string on just to check the pickups and see like what it sounds like I could get out of it. And it's like the worst setup. It's a wraparound, but it doesn't go through. It has like a hole that's like the shape of like the ball on a
so it just kind of like snaps rest it.
And then it is rough because it took about 3 or 4 tries before it actually snagged.
Yep.
They're like, this sucks. But either way, dude, it's from 1966, so super fun.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Vintage.
So kind of fun, kind of interesting. The lady was super weird. She had about 3 teeth, and she was very interesting. But she also said, I mean, she said it was her husband's or boyfriend. I don't remember what she said. Her lover's guitar, like husband's guitar collection, or her lover's husband's. That's amazing. Her lover's father's guitar collection. And so, like, it's like all over the place. She said he was a hoarder, and it's like, you know, a 66 Epiphone that she wants $1,200. And then, you know, and then it's like a, you know, a Hofner, you know what I mean? Like, it's just so all random stuff, but it's pretty cool. But she's got, I mean, I think she had like 14 or 15 guitars up, and there wasn't anything that like resonated besides these. But like, even then she was like, you want to make a deal on some of the other ones? And I was like, I do, but I only brought $60. So I'm not going to sit here and try to dicker with you about it when I don't really have any more money. So fun though. Super fun.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool, man. I am a little jealous of that Wurlitzer cause it looks cool.
It looks rad.
It's going to be a fun project.
Dude, if I can get it playing, I'm going to have a hard time selling it. It is very cool looking.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yep. We'll see, but yeah. And then I think that was my only like real pickup. I mean, I got the Tiny Terror. I'm super excited about that. I've wanted one forever, and what a good trade for me. You know, I feel like we're at equal value, but also like, you know, I feel like I got it in the price range he was asking instead of the $400 or $500 that they're asking on Reverb, you know? And so I'm pretty happy about that. I'm good with it.
Yeah. Well, I got some things listed this week. mostly just stuff that Kim wanted to get rid of, like what's the word I'm looking for? Her like teacher's curriculum books.
Oh, homeschooling stuff. Yeah,
stuff like we're using a new system now, and she's like, "Why don't you list these?" And they are not moving.
You want to know why?
Nobody cares.
Why? I've sold a few of those. School already started.
Yeah, that's why.
That's why. So if you,
I'm like 2 weeks behind.
Yeah, if keep them at a high price and just leave them, somebody might start school randomly in the middle of the year and buy them. You know, like their kid gets kicked out of school, or like they're just like pull them out for whatever reason. But yeah, that's the reason why. If you had them up in the middle of summer, you would have probably sold them by now.
Dang it!
But because I've had that before, I sold somebody's homeschool curriculum for them. They're like, yeah, you just take whatever you want from, you know, the sale or whatever. And yeah, they sold for big money. It one sold super quick, and then they gave me like another one, like, and school had already like started, you know? And so it was like, oh yeah, this is going to take a while.
Well, it's really a bummer. I want some things to sell because there's things I want to buy.
I should buy. Dang it. That lady has a PV, Jack Daniels guitar.
What?
Yeah, and it's not the electric, it's the acoustic. But the acoustic, there's two of them up for $350 each.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get a reference to see if there's, you know, comps for that, but I don't see anything for the acoustics.
See, I think my brother-in-law, I think, just recently got one of those Jack Daniels acoustics. Either the acoustic or the ukulele. I think it's the ukulele. The acoustic ukulele that I think it was also made by PV.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
What shape is it? That's a good looking guitar. What is it's the PV, is there electric, but I don't see like a name on it.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know what guitar it actually is. Huh.
It's the PV Jack Daniels.
Yeah, maybe. I think it's a shape. I know it's a shape, but
yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they don't have it listed as, you know, oh, this is this guitar, you know, but the Jack Daniels version, you know.
Yeah.
So, interesting. Hmm. It's like an offset kind of offset, kind of Tele front with a big butt. It's kind of cool looking. I don't know what it is. Yeah, and they sell for kind of good money. I wish that's what she had. Because she only wants $100.
Well, I found myself running into a problem recently. Well, problem maybe. Something that I thought I should talk to you about, and you can tell me if it's a problem.
Should you see your doctor about it?
No, not a medical problem.
Okay, probably. Good. Okay. Maybe, I'm like, we should maybe not talk on this, you know, like here. This might not be the platform. All right, go ahead. Well, let's hear it. I'm done screwing around.
I have been watching a lot of the JHS blogs.
They're great. They really are great. Scott. My son loves them.
I've listened to a few interviews with him recently, that him being Josh Scott, and he has become more and more of a likable dude to me.
I agree.
And I want to buy the Angry Driver.
Oh, okay. You also want to buy the what is it, the cheese head, cheesemonger?
Well, the cheese ball.
Cheese ball, that's it. Yeah, that too, you said, so.
Right. His magic is working on me. I am wanting to buy his products now.
Literally, I think more. I've never been an anti Josh Scott guy, and I've met him, and he's been cordial and nice and whatever. And but you know, his collection has done the same thing as like Joe Bonamassa, where you're like, oh, that guy's kind of a douche because look at all his stuff. You know, whether if it's right or not, you know, but like that's kind of how I'm like, hey, why don't you share some of those clones that you have, you know, let the rest of the world have them, because you know you only paid $100 or you traded for them. And but like his videos have been very good and very positive,
and
I think it's like, I think he literally is maybe one of the smartest marketing people out there, because he was like, it got the people that are like, JHS has been around forever. I want to try something new. And I think it's literally getting the people that have like had JHS pedals in the past, or like never got, you know, got the bug from them, you know, and they're like, oh, it's just JHS. It's whatever. But then also he's doing the thing where he's like changing the market on used stuff because he's doing like, oh, these are the best BBE pedals. And then all of a sudden they've jumped up $100 and you're like, no, why did that happen? So I love those videos and hate them.
Yeah. Well, I have one of those BBE pedals, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, because like I've wanted the Crusher forever, and I've watched them. Yeah. I have them. It's one of my save like searches on eBay, and you know, like I've a couple times been like 45, I don't know, and then now they're like 100 or 120 on Reverb and eBay, and it's like what? Mm-hmm. Like this is crazy.
I'm also just like itching for new fuzz.
Dude,
or new sound.
Yep.
New sound. I want new sound.
New sounds.
It's a problem that I have.
Yeah. Yep. That's the problem we all have. And, recently a friend of mine has just decided to not chase that dragon anymore. And it's kind of scary, but like, I also commend him for it. You know what I mean? At the same time. So I'm like, cool, man. But I'm like, oh.
So, what do you got these days for a semi-hollow? You got a semi-hollow guitar?
No.
No?
Nope, I don't have one. I do want one.
If you were going to get one right now, relatively reasonably priced, not like money's no option, but if you just like, oh, I got the money to go buy a new semi-hollow, what would you go get?
I just go buy one of those kits off like Wish.
What?
Yeah, why not? I'm dying. Yeah, why not get one of those Wish kits for like $79 or whatever, and just like build it myself, and then be like frustrated with it after? Because essentially, that's what I do with almost every guitar I buy. You know?
Yeah, that does not sound like the plan to me.
Oh, okay, well, that was my plan. That's not good. I guess you're right. What would I get? I think I would get one of the, it's the Archcore, right? Those are semi-hollow, right?
Archcore?
That's what
I said. Some of them are full hollow, some of them are semi-hollow.
Yeah, maybe I'd get one of those. I like I said, Archcore. Like, I'm like making a new line for them. The Archcore? Yeah, I think I would get one of those. Those were cool. What was the Fender release they just did not that long ago?
A Starcaster?
It was that's semi-hollow, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I would get. I'd pick that.
Yeah.
Because I like the looks of those a lot.
I do too. But I quickly fell out of love with them.
You know what? I feel like that's kind of the Starcaster's like MO. You know what I mean? Like, it happened in the 70s or whatever in the same, you know what I mean? And then it was gone and now it's back and it's going to be gone again.
Yeah. Like I was very much in love with it when I saw that first tease that came out. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Gotta have one. And then you're like, meh.
And now I'm like, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but that is on my radar. I'm like, oh, that would be a cool semi-hollow or an art core. Or
I think I would pick the Starcaster. I think I could imagine myself playing that long term.
Yeah. See, that's, I don't see myself playing that one long term.
Gotcha.
I see it being fun and I could do some cool, weird stuff to it, especially the modern one with the active pickups.
Yeah.
But I just don't see it long term. And then the Gretsch Streamliner, which is...
Oh, yeah, any Gretsch that's like semi-hollow, I can see myself playing long term.
Yeah. But the vibe on them right now for me is too PW.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that wrong? But
yeah, it's wrong for you to say.
I feel like they're just very... such a PW guitar right now.
I could see that. You just gotta wait till they finish. Everybody's moving to Strats, and then you're good. Yeah, here it is. Here's the Starcaster Semi Hollow, project. Let's see how much this is. Oh, it's coming from Australia. It's $210, dude. $210, man. I'm gonna get it. Just kidding.
That's gonna be some shipping costs, though.
It was free shipping.
Oh, but really?
That's probably why it's $210 instead of $100.
Yeah. What's so project about it?
It's just like assemble it. You gotta.
Oh, it's a kit.
Yeah, it's a kit. You gotta assemble it, and it looks like it has a quilted top, and then you just gotta stain it and put in the electronics, which are probably just straight garbage. Actually, they're in the picture. They don't show the actual electronics. They just show the knobs, the pickups, the bridge, the pickguard, and the tuners. So
you may not even come with pots.
Yeah, it may not come with pots or a wiring harness or anything, which that is scary to me because it's a semi-hollow, and yeah, that's frightening. And it has no, you know, there's no cutout in the back or anything.
Right.
Oh, no, there it is. There's the, it does come with the pots. It just didn't show it in the one picture, but yeah, it has, okay. It has everything you need. That's kind of cool looking. That's kind of fun. Then you could make it a cool color.
Is that one of those kits from, like, I think, what is that one? I think it's out of Australia, Pitbull.
This one is DIY Guitars out of Australia, but yeah.
Okay, so there's a Pitbull Audio here in San Diego, but then there's also like a Pitbull a brand that does kits on eBay. I think they're called Pitbull Guitars.
Yeah, I've seen those before.
I was tempted to get one of their baritone kits to steal the neck off of one to put on my Titan project.
Gotcha.
Back in the day.
Yep. Cool. So you've mentioned that you want to play guitar or play bass more.
Yeah.
So what up with that? That's our new section, new segment. What up with that?
I miss it.
Yeah, because you play guitar primarily now that you're like in a band.
Yeah, then I'm doing the band thing. I'm playing guitar in it because my brother's playing bass, and it's way easier to teach him to play bass lines than it is to try and teach him how to play guitar.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And, yeah, but I don't know. I just kind of miss bass a little bit. Today I picked up my old Squire Jazz bass and was playing it for like 45 minutes, and I just miss it a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, that's my home turf, my home territory right there.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, just there's things that I think it doesn't help either that, like, my brother can't do yet what I would be doing on bass in the songs that I'm writing.
Right.
So, that's just also urging me or pushing me, nudging me a little bit to, like, I could be playing that, and I could be doing it this way.
Right, right.
But I can't do that. I can't play bass and guitar and sing.
You just got to get one of those ones that are always like on 60 cycle hum that like you can flip over.
No.
They're always so stupid looking. Oh man. That's it, man. You're the guy that needs that. That's what it
and
is.
And start building loops and stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. There you go.
No, thank
that
you.
That sounds awful.
I did put my Ditto back on the board though.
You know, I have one of those, the Hotone ones.
Yeah, the Wally looper.
Hot one. whichever one you want to go with. Yeah, I loaned it to a buddy of mine. I got to get that back because I literally don't have a looper at all. And that's fun to play with a looper.
It definitely is.
Yeah.
That reminds me of when I was playing with the looper today. I clicked on the Binford.
Uh-huh.
At one point. And I don't know if my kids were messing with the settings or something, but it was like kind of like this chorusy vibrato sound.
Oh yeah,
out of it.
Yeah, you can kind of like get just, that. Yeah,
with like a fuzz distant in the background.
Okay.
Like it was weird. Like you could hear the same notes in the background, fuzzy.
But yeah, like a harmonic fuzzy sound.
Yeah,
following.
But up front was the chorusy vibrato-y sound. It's like, whoa.
That's cool.
This pedal's doing things I didn't know still.
Yeah, that pedal probably will always do things that we don't know.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's a mystery box. Mystery box.
Well, that's what it was when I got it. that's a cool toy. I think it's great. It's fun.
Yeah.
So, want to do that pedal thing?
I don't have anything for that pedal thing.
I'll talk about what I just got.
Okay.
Grab your glass, raise it up, and loudly sing. Oh, it's that pedal thing. Paul and Co. Prop.
All right. I have no idea if that was enough time. So
that's right. I can stretch.
Oh, don't even. Just leave it. It's great. I talked about it. Spaceman. Saturn 5 or Saturn 6. It's the new version of the Saturn 5. It's updated. It is a harmonic boost, and it's literally one of my favorite like boost sounds. It's fantastic. I had the 5. The 5 was great, but the 5 sells for like $500, depending on your color. The color I had sold for a lot of money. So, you know, times are tough, times are hard, and I put it on reverb. And but they came out last week, I think it was, or 2 weeks ago, with the updated version, and it does not disappoint. It's same great sound. Sounds fantastic. But they've added, basically before it was just boost drive. That's it. And you get, I don't know if the other one was the same, but the new one is 35 dB of boost. I don't know if that's the same for this one or for the previous one. I should just look that up, but I'm not gonna. But what they've added is a tone knob, which now, now you're getting even more like versatile with it. It is, it literally is one of these pedals that like you can turn that on, like you can make that you're always on and that's your sound. So it literally has this like, it's very different because it's harmonic, you know, so it has this like tone on top of your grit that you have. It's great. I love it. Okay. So, I highly recommend it. Spaceman stuff is pretty expensive. But they've been smart and they're releasing a little bit more of, I don't want to say affordable line cause that's not what it is, but it's like, production model, and they're affordable. You know, they have, their limited edition stuff is sometimes $500, you know, and that's crazy, but you know, it's cool, but this is $179.99 and that's normal pedal prices.
Yeah.
I felt the one thing I felt about this one versus the other one, less noisy. Like the noise floor felt like it was better, which is good because they're going in the right direction. You know, you're adding some features, you know, maybe I talked about how the board looked different. It didn't have this chrome look on it. Maybe that's part of it. You know, maybe that's part of it that it doesn't have this like, you know, super designed, like overly designed inside. And now it's like, you know, kind of clearer sounding. But I loved it. Go check out a demo. Demos in the dark. His is really good. I really liked how that. I felt that's very true to sound. So go check out that guy too. So that's all I got. And Ko's got nothing.
But I would like to thank our patronizers
for
continuing to support us
to patronize.
Through patreon.com. Trying to do better about putting out extra content for them. This past week, they not only got a special Patreon episode, but they got a link to download an album from a band that I like that doesn't exist anymore.
Amazing. And,
I mean, it's an album that band put out for free as a free download. So I figure I'm not like ruining anybody's living by also offering it out there for free.
And you said you're a huge Radiohead fan, so I mean, it makes sense.
I've been told I should be more of a Radiohead fan for the types of music I like, but I'm not.
That's people who don't like the music that you like that say that they like the music. You know what I mean? Like they're just going, you like this kind of music.
Yeah.
And recommending it. There are some Radiohead songs that are great, but they're just not a band I can get behind. Like I can't like be this cult following like Radiohead guy. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But
you know, in high school there was a girl one time that she's like, you like MXPX, right? And I said, yeah. And she's like, you should listen to Modest Mouse. You would like them.
Now, granted, older Modest Mouse, not the same, but better than, you know, the stuff that everybody came to know and love.
Like 2003 Modest Mouse?
I would say about that time. I had just gotten married.
I didn't see the connection then, and I still don't
see it now. No, not at all. Not at all. But I thought that was better than the stuff after that. That's all I was saying. Because there was this guy that was, he was a bassist, and we worked at the same 1 hour photo together. And this guy was a monster on bass, like just ridiculous. And he was into like bands that are known for having like super good basses, but he really liked that band for some reason. But like he was into Portishead and like Tool, and like he was into a lot of bands that were like, you know, I don't know. He was all over the place, but he just loved bass. So, and they, I went and saw his band once. They were different, you know, but they were like metal, and his brother was like the guitarist or whatever. But, he was into that band before anybody even knew who they were. And I listened to it and I was like, this is not bad. But again, it was the situation where he's like, hey, you'll love this. You should check this out. And I'm like, I don't love this at all. So
I mean, and that, so To that note, the band that I put the link up for our patronizers, I discovered them in my life from a guy that I worked with at Albertsons that made me a compilation album. He's like, hey, here's a bunch of songs of bands that you might like. And they were one of the bands on there, and I did like them. So
job well done.
Yep, that guy did a good job.
Very
Dude,
good.
I don't remember your name.
I also, for people we don't remember their names, let's talk about Gunstreet, because they're the best, and we forgot to say them in the beginning. So, but Gunstreet,
he gets a tag in the front of the episode.
That's true.
Too,
so. Your tags have been on point, by the way. But
Thank you. Yeah,
literally go. Just go to his website, buy something. Cause like every time I have like something like this project I'm going to be working on, I instantly go to Sean because there's like, I don't know what to do. You know what I mean? Like I can look at all these like schematics. I have no idea. Sean will hook you up. Sean will make it like work for your brain that doesn't work like his brain. So, I understand that like there are people out there that understand this stuff and can do it better than me. Let the pros handle it, you know? So
yeah, for sure.
He knows what he's doing. He'll get you there. And he's reasonably priced. And, I would say probably one of the most stand-up dudes I've ever dealt with on a business aspect. So go, support him, buy a t-shirt, buy some stickers, do something.
Does he have shirts? Oh, yeah, he has shirts.
Yeah, he has shirts.
I have one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes, he does have shirts.
Cool.
He wears a shirt. Every time I've seen him, he's had a shirt on. I don't think I've ever seen him shirtless. Wouldn't it be crazy if he had this like gnarly chest piece or something, you know?
Yeah.
We might have to inspect that in NAMM.
Word.
Okay, cool. Well, guys, thanks for listening as always. You guys are the best and we are subpar, so we appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks for enduring our costs. Okay, bye.
I'm dying.
You did? Okay.